Prosecutors in San Francisco expect to bring several felony charges today against the suspect in last Friday's attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, a political figure who's been vilified by Republicans. The attack has become a symbol of our toxic political climate, days ahead of midterm elections. Joining us is Damian Bulwa, Director of News for the San Francisco Chronicle. Damian, hello.
Hello, Deepa. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you too. So the suspect reportedly had zip ties and duct tape with him at the time of the attack, which is not unlike some of the January 6 rioters. What have you and your reporters learned about what's happened?
Yeah, as you mentioned, on Monday, we do expect charges to be filed. We could not only see local charges filed by the San Francisco District Attorney, but also potentially federal charges. Those could culminate in the suspect appearing in court on Tuesday. At the same time, yeah, we're learning more about what happened. It is clear that, at least according to authorities, that David DePape was in search of Nancy Pelosi. She was not home at the time, but her husband, Paul Pelosi, was. He apparently had zip ties. He broke through the back door and went upstairs, where he apparently confronted Paul Pelosi. And it looks like Paul Pelosi made a surreptitious 911 call, left the line open, and was speaking to the intruder, and an alert dispatcher was able to pass along that information, actually elevated it to an emergency to send officers over there.
Which may have saved his life, I was reading. So Nancy Pelosi is number two in line for succession to the presidency, which raises a lot of security questions. Has the San Francisco Police Department addressed this at all?
You know, there has not been a lot of talk of security. A lot of officials have said that it's too sensitive to be discussing exactly what they would do in this situation. But there was no one else home. According to the authorities, it was just the intruder and Paul Pelosi. And had Nancy Pelosi been there, of course, they say it would have been a lot different.
Okay. So, you know, we're learning about the suspect. He lived in a storage unit for a time. He's estranged from his family. Your reporters spoke at length with his one-time girlfriend, who's now imprisoned. What are we learning about his state of mind and his political beliefs?
Yeah, so we did talk on Sunday to Gypsy Taub. She's a somewhat famous activist in the Bay Area. She actually was a proponent of public nudity who became somewhat famous, and she then was imprisoned for essentially stalking a teenage boy in Berkeley. Now, she said that he had long struggled with, this is DePape, struggled with mental illness, drug use, and paranoia. She said that she believes that drove him. He at one point, she said, believed he was Jesus Christ for a while, and he was living on the street. But Deepa, we also know that recently, especially, he's been sort of pumping delusional conspiracy statements onto these websites that no one's reading, and a lot of stuff that is sort of typical far right conspiracy theory and hatred against the LGBT community and others.
And we also know that over the weekend, Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, linked to a story that spread disinformation about the attack. More on that coming. Damian Bulwa is the Director of News for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you, Damian.
Thank you.